If you've just joined us, welcome to the 4th Annual Culture for Seniors Holiday Show, right here on CGMQ 88.9 FM. Now, this show is but one of the many initiatives of Culture for Seniors, which for the last 4 years has been supporting and increasing the social participation of French and English-speaking seniors through arts and culture. And that's all going on in the RCMs of Val-Saint-François, Val-des-Sources, and Granit. And this show is but one example of those activities. Now, my name is Ed Humphrey, and I work for Townshippers Association, and Culture for Seniors is one of our partners. So I get to kind of play double duty here, so I'm just having a blast. I'm really glad to be with you right now for this annual show. Now, sit back, relax. If you've got an eggnog, great. If you've got a fermented beverage, great. If you're having a snack, great. If you're in your pajamas, great. If you're driving your car safely, great. If you're at the cottage, great. Wherever you are, that's where you're supposed to be. So glad you're with us. In the first part of the show, we talked briefly about my recent visit to the Richmond Senior Wellness Wednesday program. The people are always great. There's something to eat. There's something to learn. There's lots to talk about. And this time around, well, it was Christmas. So, of course, we talked about food and we talked about funny events that happened during the Christmas holidays. And I sat down with Heather Berry and with Maddie Banfield, and they got some interesting stories to tell.
My name is Heather Barry, and I'm from Richmond, Quebec, and I have a story to tell you about Christmas dinner preparation and what happened to me when I was 19. So my mom was having Christmas that year. The kitchen was full, and mom asked my brother if he would take the turkey out of the oven, and he did, and I'm standing on one side of the table, and as he did, it tipped, and the juice and the grease came out and went all over the floor on the side where I was standing. I guess I went to take a step, and I just went right under the kitchen table. And so I was very embarrassed, and at that point I had a red outfit on. Thought it was rather nice. Anyway, and so my brother helped me and got me up, and I went down to the basement, and then I had to get cleaned up. I found another outfit to wear. I was a little shy about going back upstairs, but everyone that was there was glad that I had. And so we had a really nice turkey dinner together, and it was a lot of fun, but the embarrassment has still stayed with me.
My name is Maddie Banfield. I was born in New Brunswick. I live in Cleveland, which is part of Richmond. At Christmas time, I have a son-in-law who makes the very, very best plum pudding. I call it plum pudding. Some people call it Christmas pudding. He puts all kinds of stuff in it, raisins and currants, and it's delicious. And the sauce that comes with it, oh, amazing. So we expect them to bring that down, and he makes it for us. I guess he makes it a month ahead, because this stuff has to be made ahead of time. And if he doesn't bring it down, I think we'll wring his neck. But anyway, all in jokes there. Jeff, I'm hoping you're listening to this, because your plum pudding is the best. So Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
"'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, except the carp in the bathtub. Every year around this time, we all kind of collectively start salivating as we look forward to all the different holiday meals. And, well, understandably, what we eat varies from house to house and from family to family, and it depends on our ethnic background as well. You know, some of the standard fare in Quebec, I mean, it's quite varied. for French speakers, it could be meat pie, le tourtière, and the la bûche, or the Yule log. And then there's the turkey and the ham and the roast beef. I know people that have lasagna, you know, every year at Christmas, so it really varies. But you may be surprised to learn that in many countries of Central Europe, a popular Christmas main course has been, and may continue to be, the common carp. Yeah, C-A-R-P, the fish. Now, apparently after being brought from the fish market or the river or from the carp farm, this freshwater fish is, or used to be stored, actually alive in the family bathtub for a day or two before being harvested or killed and prepared for the Christmas Eve meal or feast. And in some regions, the fish can apparently live in the bathtub for a few days, and children even go so far as to name them. But these days, in parts of Slovakia, for example, more and more people are actually deciding to buy the fish already prepared, rather than worrying about the potentially messy job of doing it at home. But either way, the carp is served, or usually served, breaded and fried, and is accompanied by, you know, cabbage soup and different types of meat. And tradition has it that once the meat or the meal ends, guests check right under their plates in search of fish scales, which are supposed to bring good luck for the new year. And next up on the Culture for Seniors holiday show is a song by comedian Bill Engvall, where he talks about the type of incident that you would not want to become a holiday tradition.
Christmas Day will not be very merry. Explaining to the children will be hard. Well, it's Christmas Eve tonight, and our beagle picked a fight with some reindeer that were grazing in our yard. I let the dog outside to do his business. I forgot to hook his leash up to the peg. First he and Cupid came to blows, then he bit Rudolph on the nose, and when I got there he was eyeing Prancer's leg. Now I'm getting sued by Santa Claus. He's claiming mental anguish in his case. Yeah, I'm getting sued by Santa Claus, and my kids won't even look me in the face. Tried to throw myself on Santa's mercy. I begged him, but I wasn't getting through. I said, it's all your fault, you know. He said, now how can that be so? I said, because we got the stupid dog from you. Now I'm getting sued by Santa Claus. He's claiming mental anguish in his case. Yeah, I'm getting sued by Santa Claus, and my kids won't even look me in the face. Holy. Getting sued by Santa Claus. He's claiming mental anguish in his case. Yeah, I'm getting sued by Santa Claus, and my kids won't even look me in the face. Yeah, I'm getting sued by Santa Claus. Now I'm bucking with the beagle at his place.
And that was comedian Bill Engvall with his song, I'm Getting Sued by Santa Claus. And on his album, he actually talks about the possibilities. You know, you can imagine the guy in the big red suit or the big guy in the red suit coming down your chimney and through your fireplace and slipping and hurting himself and then suing you because you didn't have the proper gate or fence and security measures around your fireplace. It could happen. During my recent visit to Bishop's University, there were some good folk who talked about what they were looking forward to during this holiday season.
My name is Liam Boucher. I'm originally from Montreal. What I'm looking forward to is getting out of the exam mind space, getting out of the cramming and all the stress, and just spending some time with my family.
Hi, I'm Alexandra Giba, and I'm from Montreal, and I'm looking forward to going back home to see my family and to go up to the cottage.
Hi, my name is Martha. I'm from Lennoxville. I'm a native. One of my favorite Christmas memories is my mother would always make snow pudding. Snow pudding is basically made with a lot of egg whites, and then it's kind of like a meringue, and then there's a lemon custard sauce that goes on top of it. And it's something that everybody expected every single Christmas, that and all the kinds of cookies and squares you could think of. And we're carrying on the tradition. My mom sadly passed away 2 years ago, but the tradition lives on in our family.
Welcome to this year's Christmas Quiz. I'm your host, Ed Humphrey. Now, the concept is easy. I'll be asking a series of multiple choice seasonally themed skill testing questions that you can answer in the comfort of your home, your car, the grocery store, or wherever you're listening to the show. Now, in contrast to other popular game shows, our format is quite unique. There are no material or monetary prizes. Instead, for every correct answer, you'll gain confidence, self-reliance, and the feeling that you've accomplished something. And truth be told, the entire show has nothing to do with the questions, and everything to do with helping you in your ongoing personal development. And doing it with a holiday touch, well, it just makes it that much more worthwhile and memorable. So if you're ready, well, we're ready. So let's go. Question number one, for no points. Which city is officially known as the Christmas capital of Canada? Is it Toronto, Montreal, Winnipeg, or Vancouver? The timer starts now. If you said Winnipeg, you're right. It actually earned this title because its frequent and abundant snowfalls each December virtually guarantee a white Christmas. Question number two. In 1905, which company sponsored the first Santa Claus parade in Toronto? Was it The Bay, Le Chateau, The T. Eaton Company, or The Real Canadian Superstore? The timer starts now. The answer is C, the T. Eaton Company. Now, the last Eaton store closed its doors on February 26, 2002, but the parade continues. Today, it has grown to more than 25 floats, 24 bands, and 1,700 participants. And it's now time for the final question of the first annual Culture for Seniors Holiday Quiz. Here we go. How often does the average Canadian eat turkey? Is it once a year, twice a year, 11 times a year, or 15.5 times a year? You have 7 seconds. If you chose D, you are correct. Yes. The average Canadian eats turkey 15.5 times a year. And that brings us to the end of our first Culture for Seniors radio quiz. If you got any of these questions right, well, I hope you feel good. That's the goal. If you got some wrong, well, that's okay, because there's always next time. And hey, you're there. You showed up. That's what's important. I hope you've enjoyed this first edition of the show. We won't be sending out any prizes or any cash prizes. That's just the way it is. Thank you very much. Be kind to each other, and we'll see you next time. Have you ever received or given a gift that just didn't go over very well? I'm sure it's happened to all of us at some point in time, either for a birthday or at Christmas. Well, I went through that experience. I was in my early 20s, and I was dating someone that had an old Datsun four-door. It was a nice little blue car, and being the practical person that I was, I thought, I'll buy her some hubcaps.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So I shopped around to 6 or 7 different garages. I went to a couple different stores and scrapyards, and I found actually the original type of hubcaps that went on that vehicle. I was excited. I thought it would be a great practical gift. Yeah, not so much. It went over like a sack of hammers. Not too exciting. If I could have recorded her reaction when she opened up the gift and found 4 nice hubcaps. Yeah, so maybe it's a good thing I didn't record it. And I was recently thinking about that existential question, you know, about really bad Christmas gifts. So I went to Bishop's University and I met some really interesting people, and I asked the question, you know, what's the worst or the best Christmas gift that you've ever received or given?
Hi, my name's Antonio Arena. I'm from Ottawa, Ontario. And the worst Christmas gift I've ever received was from my uncle a few years ago. And he always gets me a gag gift. He gifted me coat hangers. So it was pretty funny, but I use them, but just a weird gift to receive, I guess.
My name is Caleb Jean-Laurent. I'm from Quebec City. And a Christmas story would be that every year with the family, we do Secret Santa. And well, last year I was kind of at boarding school and I was living with 6 other guys, so our room smelled really bad. And the gift I got for Secret Santa was an air diffuser. And I thought it was really cool, you know, put the scent you want in it. So I made sure to get it for myself. Like, I knew which one I had wrapped and everything, so I needed that.
So my name is Bryn Empey. I'm from Kingston, Ontario. And I would say the best Christmas gift I've ever received was a pair of Taylor Swift tickets to her 1989 concert. This is probably 2015, 2016. And I went with my sister and my mom, and I was like 15 feet away from her, and it was something I will always remember and cherish.
Hi, I'm Matthew from Montreal. The best gift that I've ever given was to my dad, and it was, my dad's a big hockey guy, and then being a Japanese Canadian, he loves Nick Suzuki, so we decided to get him one for Christmas, and he didn't know it, and he got completely surprised, and it just absolutely made his day. And then seeing the smile on his face put a smile on mine as well.
It would be really easy to listen to testimonials like that all day, because they're not just funny, they're realistic and inspiring as well. But when it comes to receiving bad gifts, you know, it happens a lot at Christmas, you know, and that uncomfortable feeling, you don't know what to say. I didn't know that there is kind of a face we make when we're in that type of a uncomfortable situation. Listen to this.
Christmas comes but once a year, and mostly it is well. But there's an epidemic that I think we all know well. Your smile is frozen open, there's a crazed look in your eye. You overflow with compliments while trying to deny that you loathe the gift you opened, but you try to keep your grace. Your scary grin is frozen, don't you know you've got a case of present face, present face, present face. Present face. Oh. Thank you so much. You really hoped your parents would give you a great big check. Instead, you got a puffy painted hummingbird turtleneck. And you hoped for an engagement ring inside that tiny box. But your stupid former future husband only bought you socks. And your face is all contorted as you're trying to erase the truth behind your smile. Don't you know you got a case of present face, present face, present face, present face.
nice.
Love
Thank
it.
You.
Neat.
It's one of you don't think you need, and then you get it. It's so great.
It's a medium. I mean, extra large, but it's good incentive.
Oh, this. The thing is, I don't know what to say because I like it so much. Thank you for that thing.
Do they see how much I hate it? I hope that they don't know. I can't tell if they're onto me. Oh, please don't let it show. Baby Jesus got some gold, what all infants prefer. I bet he got the present face with frankincense and myrrh. Christmas and his birthday are both on the 25th. It must have sucked to have to open combination gifts. But if Jesus couldn't hide it from his omnipresent place, you and I are doomed to an everlasting case of present face.
You shouldn't have.
Present face.
Just what I wanted.
Present face.
For all the times I go fishing.
Present face. Oh.
So, do the lyrics of that song sound familiar to you? I know that I've had that face, and I've probably caused other people to have that face as well. That's a song by Garfunkel and Oates, and it's called Present Face. Right now, let's take a look at the voicemail and see who called.
Season's greetings from Mental Health Astri. As the new year draws close, we hope it's filled with the promises of peace, joy, health, and prosperity.
Hi, this is Marianne Ménard, Words of Wisdom Project Manager at Culture for Seniors. I'd like to wish all listeners a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. I wish everyone to be healthy, in good company, and to take care of each other. Happy Holidays!
Hi everyone, this is Lizanne,
Leanna,
and Chelsea from the Activity Department at the Wales Home.
We want to wish all of our residents, their families, and all of our wonderful staff a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Cheers to 2024!
It's always great to hear from the individuals and the organizations that are working with and for English and French-speaking seniors in the Eastern Townships, and in particular, in the RCMs of Val-Saint-François, Val-des-Sources, and in the Granite area. Now, if you are a senior, if you're an English-speaking senior, and you're looking for services, now I can't give you all the numbers, of course, but you may want to reach out to your local table de concertation des aînés, your local seniors' tables in your RCM, or you could even phone Townshippers Association. They can direct you to the proper resources. You can give them a call, or give us a call, at 819-566-5717. That's 819-566-5717. Or you can reach out to Townshippers Association on the internet at townshippers.org. My name is Ed Humphrey. Yeah, it was, it is, and it will remain Ed Humphrey. And I'm really pleased to be hosting this year's, well, the fourth annual Culture for Seniors Holiday Radio Show on CGMQ 88.9 FM. And as we head slowly but surely to the end of the show, we're going to check the phone lines once more. You know, it's really great. We're getting lots of calls this year from young at heart, from individuals and organizations. And that's one of the great things I like about doing this show. We got people from all over calling in.
Hello, my name is Jaden St-Pierre, and I'm calling from Richmond, Quebec. My favorite winter activity is hockey because it is my favorite sport. I like my teammates because they are nice. I like the competition. We won a hockey tournament. I would like to wish all my teachers and friends at St. Francis a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Jack Nenline. I'm from Cleveland, Quebec, and I am 7 years old. During the holidays, I love snow sports because sometimes it is cozy inside. I also love mashed potatoes with gravy on top at Christmas. Merry Christmas to everybody in the world.
I guess I shouldn't be surprised. It was bound to happen, they told me. Yeah, we have come to the end of the 4th annual Culture for Seniors holiday show. And I would be remiss. I mean, I wouldn't sleep for weeks if I forgot to mention the individuals and the organizations that have contributed to this year's edition. So a big shout out to New Horizons for Seniors program. The Senior Wellness Wednesdays. Thanks to the whole team and the gang there. And if you've phoned in, whether you left greetings or stories, thank you very much for taking the time to phone in. It was great to hear from you. And for our friends at Bishop's, thanks for letting me stop you in the street and ask you some questions. A great big thanks to the whole team at CGMQ 88.9 FM. You've been hosting us for 4 years now. It's a treat working with you. Thank you very much for everything you do. But most of all, a big, big shout out to all the seniors in our communities for all you do and for all you've done. My name is Ed Humphrey. On behalf of Culture for Seniors, Townshipers Association, and on behalf of all of our community partners, it is my privilege to wish you and your families a healthy and an enjoyable holiday season and a great new year. Take care.